We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back inside the Kia studios of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Will Pelagic, Thomas Mott here with you on the late night. Hope you're enjoying yourself. 404-741-0929. That's the phone number and also the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. As Thomas has mentioned previously in the program, I did what basically can only be described as the two-city split doubleheader today. The Intercom doubleheader.
Unreal.
The Radio.com doubleheader.
Unreal.
Did 4 hours midday in Charlotte on WFNZ and now a couple hours here in the evening. And the only reason I bring that up here is that I heard something earlier today while I was on the air up there that I found very fascinating. And we were doing an event with the Charlotte Touchdown Club where the guest speaker of note, the keynote speaker at the event, was Pro Football Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson.
Big deal.
You don't need me to list off the accolades involved with this man. Basically, at one point or another, held every major NFL rushing record, including still the all-time record holder for single-season rushing yards and most rushing yards by a rookie. So this is obviously somebody who brings a lot of credo and street cred when it comes to the National Football League, and somebody who, when you speak and he says something profound, you listen and you take it with basically the utmost authority. He is one of the foremost guys and most outspoken players, former players, I should say, when it comes to not only the issue involving players and their post-retirement plans, players and their post-retirement treatment by the National Football League, and also the head, the CTE issues. He was a very outspoken guy after the suicide of Dave Dorson a couple of years ago. It was very, very tragic. Junior Seau, of course, springs to mind as well. But he was on earlier today on our sister station, WFNZ, in Charlotte, and I asked him, how far has the NFL come with these issues? And number two, how far do they have to go? You'll be surprised at what he had to say.
They've come a long way trying to, you know, prevent players from getting hurt. But by far, as you know, doing the right thing by the players, not far at all, not even close. I mean, you look at baseball, you look at basketball. Their health care, they have health care. We have no health care. You know, if you're a retired player, especially in my era, you have to have your own health care. A pension is horrible. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, when you got guys that played 15 years in the NFL and they're getting $1,500 a month, it's laughable. I mean, compared to the other leagues. I'll just give you a quick number. Baseball, if you play 10 years in Major League Baseball, you get $200,000 for the rest of your life and health care. And so I just feel like it's sad the way the NFL treats their players. I mean, they treat us no less than you treat a outcast. And a lot of guys have talked about it, but, you know, we try to start doing something about it. And one of the things we're doing, I mean, is we're possibly not, a lot of us not going to the Hall of Fame this year, you know, then because I think it starts with guys like myself, guys with names, you know, the Joe Montanas, the Marcus Allens, the Richard Dents, the Lawrence Taylors. You know, if you got a guy with played, his name is John Thompson, you know, who is he? But you got the guys with the names, you have to have awareness. And I think that's what it comes to. It comes down to it. No one is aware of how badly the players are treated and done. And I think when people think football, they think automatically, he's a rich guy. He's rich. And guys aren't rich. I mean, the guys now, some of the guys, not all of them, some of the guys are making some real money. But in our era, you know, base salary was $40,000. I mean, that was base. I mean, jeez. You know, and it's sad that guys feel like that. They don't want to feel like they have to beg, and that's just the football way. That's the way you're brought up. You don't beg. You just ask as a man. And, you know, the NFL, to me, has not done right by a lot of the players.
That is Eric Dickerson, Pro Football Hall of Famer, saying that there has been some conversation among he and his fellow Hall of Famers, guys with names like him, who are contemplating a boycott.
Joe Montana was mentioned in there.
Contemplating a boycott of the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction ceremonies in Canton early next month. That when I heard that, my jaw hit the floor.
Oh yeah,
and this is not a new issue. So this, to act like we're breaking new ground here, that's not what we're doing. But it shows you just how serious this issue is. And again, I've dealt with plenty of guys with pensions, without pensions. And when even the guys with pensions are complaining and saying it's not enough, I don't even know what the guys who don't get pensions are having to do. And again, a lot of them get jobs outside of the league. We have, you know, we have a couple here on our radio station who are very prominent. I'm not saying they have to have those jobs, but it's a real travesty that the NFL as a whole basically turns a blind eye once you leave the league. Outside of a pension, there's no aftermarket health care that's available to its players, which, if you think about the four major sports, there's no argument. It's the most dangerous, 100%, Thomas.
100%.
So why in the world is this the case?
Well, and you sit there and you go, the problem is nowadays is you see the big name contracts, right? You sit there and you go, Grady Jarrett, 4 years, $68 million. Aaron Donald got a ridiculous amount of money.
Right.
The average length of an NFL career is 3.3 years.
Right.
That's it. Now,
and you only get a pension after three, I believe.
And it significantly does rise if you're a first-round draft pick to 9 years, or if you go to a Pro Bowl, it's 11 years. But how many first-round draft picks are there? 32, right? How many Pro Bowlers are there a year? You sit there and you go, the majority of people who go to the NFL don't make millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, and they don't last very long. You could have a kid who's fresh out of college, right, 21 years old, 22 years old. He lasts 3.5 years. He makes the rookie minimum of $400,000 a year, which is a lot of money. But again, can you really go $400,000 a year for 3 years and then go, oh, well, that guy's rich for the rest of his life?
Well, again,
it's a lot of money, yes.
And I understand that people who are listening are saying, you know, they wish they had the kinds of money problems that these guys have. But again, it's all relative. And again, when you're talking about the guys who played in Eric Dickerson's time,
yes,
he said the base salaries there were $40,000. And it's funny, earlier in that interview, we were talking about the depreciation of the running back position based off of the things like Melvin Gordon's holding out and obviously some of these other guys will be up for contracts as well over the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey possibly will be at least angling for a contract to extend beyond his potential fifth-year option. And obviously, he said, I asked him, I said, you know, how did you hate when it came to the running back position? How did you feel about the fact that this position has been devalued? And he said, it's always been devalued. We weren't even getting paid back then. And he even said, you know, that the contracts were not fair then for those guys. And he thinks that they're even less fair now because it seemed like guys back in the day, and you saw this in baseball too, guys got paid more for past performance than for what they were supposed to do in the future. There was guys who got gift contracts. All the gift contracts are gone because of the cap and because of the way that teams have tried to massage the salary cap to at least fit in the utmost greatest part of your team.
The hard part with the running back position, again, this is not the overall story here, as Eric Dickerson was talking about the fact that people in general, right, like players in general cannot really, not a lot of pension. There's no health care in the end.
There's only a pension if you accrue a certain amount of service time.
Right, and the pension can be not a lot of money.
Yes.
But the running back position, the problem with them is that they're fighting an uphill battle that they're never going to win because the running back position will never have guys who can play at a high level for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years. Like, the problem with the running back position is not that there aren't great talent or not that there's too much talent. It's that you cannot have a running back be elite for more than 3 years these days. Look at Todd Gurley, right? Mm-hmm. So the running back, for one, you got to get your money when you can in terms of you get $14 million a year. You are sitting pretty, Le'Veon Bell. Other than that, there's no money there.
I know the worst things that we can talk about topic-wise are things that seem like with this issue there could be no debate, but I think it is at least important to bring it to light.
Oh, yeah.
Just because if you're looking at Canton next month and seeing a devoid amount of those Blazers.
That's the big news.
On the stage at Fawcett Stadium, That's not a good thing, and it's not a good look for the league. Wolpologic, Thomas Mott here with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll set up the final hour of the program and also get you some interesting news you can lose in about 40 minutes' time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.